Not going to IBM Connect in Orlando this year? Well, neither am I. And like a lot of folks out there, I would love to be there. So I figured I could do the next best thing and reach out to some of the people who are attending to ask them for their opinions, experiences, the Orlando Sun, and the highlights of the conference. That is, if I can get them to step away from the sessions and parties long enough. Tonight I talk to Tom Duff, who made the switch from Domino to SharePoint when his company did. He talks to me about following IBM Connect from the social streams, the OGS announcements, and getting his feet wet as a speaker all over again in the SharePoint community. Oh, and perhaps a little heckling from the balcony. Well, hello, Tom, is it?
Yes. How you doing?
It's good. Sorry, I'm so used to calling you Duffbert, but that's your Twitter handle. That's not your name.
Well, you know, anymore, it's like a answer to just about anything. So, you know, Duffbert, Tom, Duff, hey you, it all works.
So can you just explain for the people who don't know you, who you are and what you do?
Sure. I am a software developer. And in terms of this podcast, and probably the reason we're talking, is that I started doing Lotus Notes development back in 1996, and became increasingly more involved in the Notes community over time. And that involvement led from answering questions on forums in the early days to eventually doing speaking at Lotusphere's and different user groups. Ended up co-authoring two books with Marie Scott on both of them, and then Gab on another one with the product formerly known as the same time, apparently. And just, you know, basically was very deeply involved in the Notes community. Recently, the company that I work for has made the switch over to Microsoft. And so I've been tailing away a lot of my Lotus work and becoming more involved in the Microsoft side. So this is the first year, actually it's the second year in probably about 16 that I haven't been at Lotusphere / IBM Connect. And it's really the first one that I'm not at that I made that decision voluntarily. And it was kind of different watching it from the sidelines this time. Mm-hmm.
So you and me both, because I mean, I'm not there either.
Exactly.
And I think you and me are more or less like Waldorf and Stadler, sitting on the sideline, commenting from our balcony, our social balcony.
That's a great mental image. I love it.
Well, I must say that it's easier than I thought to keep track of what's going on through the social media, because, I mean, people are very social at the conference.
Right. I think that given just the way that our community has evolved and the fact that it is very social, and it seems like a number of the well-known names, and I don't mean that popularity-wise, but just the names you see quite often are out there because they tweet a lot and they blog a lot and they, you know, hit all the different activities and all the different sites that you can do with social media, such as LinkedIn and, you know, Foursquare and Facebook and all those things. So where before in, you know, the 96, 2000, 2002, things like that, you really went, and it was one of those things where you tried to report back maybe once a day in a blog, which was a new thing back then. And that was really how you communicated the excitement. Where now with Twitter and Facebook, in some ways, you almost feel like you're there even though you're not.
Absolutely.
And depending on what you're there for, you miss a lot of the technical content, which in my position, you know, quite honestly, I take a look at the schedule now and I say, not a whole lot applies to me anymore for what I'm doing. But in terms of still being able to be quote unquote social and interact with others that are there and get a flair and a feeling for what's going on, I think you can really do fairly well at that. I mean, having some good friends like Mitch and people like that doing the hi Duffbert signs and,
yeah, you know, that was fantastic. So just to explain for the people that didn't get that one, but Mitch Cohen, who is a good friend of you and well, as from me as well,
yes.
He kind of wanted to, well, involve you, I guess. So he printed off a sign saying, hi Duff, or the hashtag hi Duff, and had various people at the conference hold up the sign and tweeted those pictures. So that was good fun.
Yeah, that and when Mary Beth Raven redid the words to the same time, or I Got You, Babe.
Oh, yeah.
It was I Miss You, Duff, and that was really emotional for me because it kind of summed up a lot of who I've been at the conference, what the conference means, and really brings in the people aspect of it.
Yes, yes. And it's good to know that you have good friends there. So, yeah, absolutely. But looking at the other aspect of the conference, so I don't know, did you get a chance to watch the OGS on a live feed?
I watched the OGS, yes.
What do you think of the OGS?
You know, I thought the OGS, in terms of the technical content that they were showing, the new renamed Everything's IBM Connections type thing, they're doing a really nice job in evolving what we know as notes mail into this new, very social, very interactive, brings in and meshes a lot of the different things that people normally have to use different tools for. And I think by and large, that is a good thing. It's definitely very bright and sparkly and pretty. And in many ways, I kind of look at it and think, gee, I wish I could have been around to run that. But as with all OGSs, because I looked at it and I looked back at other things when they brought out, you know, Lotus Foundations. It's, hey, we've got this, you know, envelope and it's got the Lotus Foundation server in it. Now it's like, okay, so what's Lotus Foundations? You know, the whole knowledge management with Raven is you'll see things announced at the OGS. Everybody gets really excited about it. And then a year later, it's a different emphasis. You know, one year it was the whole WebSphere portal, and that was going to be the big thing. And that is not nearly what it used to be. Then it was composite apps, and that didn't really turn out to be anything. X Pages turned out to be huge. So, you know, over time, you'll obviously look back and say, okay, was this a good move? Was it not a good move? Was it something that everybody stuck with? Did they try to come up with something different because nobody adopted it? Those are the kind of things I look at, and not having that same immediacy in terms of, oh, this will affect me and this is what I will do with it as soon as I get home. You kind of look back at it maybe more like a journalist where you're reporting on something and you're not emotionally invested in it as much as you might be if you're sitting there in the audience, actually working with the stuff on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So for me, it's closer to my heart because I am still working quite actively with this. And the thing that I got from the OGS is, first of all, I didn't get the whole OGS because I was in a meeting part of the OGS. But the part that I did get was, it's a lot of vision. And I missed sometimes the tie-in into how is this really going to work. But then again, I mean, we're used to the more technical conferences. Right. And with the whole new setup, of course, of Lotusphere only being a part of the whole Connect conference, it is logical that it's moving into a more strategic vision. But I must say that this was the same last year. They had more of a vision OGS and then deep dived into what this would actually mean for the products that are out there in the separate sessions. The problem is that when you're not on site, you don't get those deep dive sessions. So it's quite hard to determine how is this really going to influence me and my customers.
Yeah, and I think the thing that in terms of the style of the OGS or how it was actually done, I think what sort of put me off a little bit is the whole, what was it, Greenfield, I think, was the banking company.
Yeah, Greenwell.
Yeah, okay. You know, it's like, okay, so we've got this company, and we've got these kind of results, and we did this, and we did that, and look at the results we got from doing it. Yeah. And I'm sitting back there thinking, it's a made-up company, you made up your numbers, and you can make anything look good if your example and your quote-unquote case study is not real.
Yeah.
So, but yes.
That ties in with the whole vision idea, of course. You don't know yet how it's going to tie in because you don't have any examples yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can sit there and, you know, create a Domino server on my laptop in 15 minutes. But if this whole thing is going, I know they've said, yes, mail is going to be Domino and the whole bit, but there's going to be other moving parts because Connections is not just Domino. So you start to get into the, how heavyweight is this? How easy is it to install? How easy is it to maintain? How fully baked is it right now and ready to go versus, you know, they still have some things to do to make that whole vision a reality. You know, you can't answer those questions right now. And I notice in a lot of Lotus Spheres, you'll get the week where it's the high because you're in the middle of it and everybody's enthusiastic and everybody's thinking along the same lines. And then it seems to take about 2 weeks after that to where you see a dip in that positive attitude and the positive feedback, and people start dissecting it, and negative opinions, if they exist, start to build upon each other, and you start to see this, oh, this is a horrible idea and this is bad. And then the real argument starts, and you see where it's going to level out between that euphoric high of Lotus Sphere and that 2 week low of now you're back to reality and having to try to convince management to make this all work.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how that all plays out with this new rebranding of everything under Connections, everything being tied in together. What can you separate? What do you have to run in order to get those things? Time will tell on that one.
Yes. Yes. And I must say that I am actually looking forward to this, because I do think that the changes that have been announced are very promising and look really good. And especially one of the things that I was very happy with was the external access to Connections communities.
Yes.
I'm really curious to see how that will be worked out in real life. Yeah.
I think it's good in the sense that, you know, we've always talked about, you know, is Notes and Domino dead? No, it's still alive, but you've got all this attention being given to Connections and nobody's mentioning Domino and Notes client and all these things. I think bringing it all under the Connections name and trying to create that as one continuous product that includes both the new things that they're doing, what's existed in the past, supporting, you know, whatever or everything going forward. I think that's probably positive in the sense that it finally gives you that chance that everybody's been talking about, is can you somehow detach this note sucks theme away from Lotus Notes? They did part of it with IBM Notes. They bring it all under Connections. Then you get a chance to rebrand that entirely. That may be a good thing.
I think so too. And yeah, I mean, I don't see this working without a mail server either. So
right.
Either they would have to come up with a whole new mail concept or accept that Domino is still a big player in the market and use that.
Yeah, it's like same time, you know, it brings in part of Domino for at least it used to, brings in part of Domino for what it does, and it brings in part of WebSphere for what it does, and it brings in, you know, part of DB2 for what it does. I see that Domino becomes part of that, and we bring in Domino for what it does, and that appears to be the mail server.
Yeah.
How the application development story goes from there, that will be really interesting to see, because right now you think, okay, I'm developing Notes applications or Domino applications that are X pages, that are mobile, and I'm relying less on the client. Does that still continue in that way? You know, what about people who need to get off the Notes client and just go straight to Connections, but they're not ready to go fully mobile? Is that going to be completely possible? Or do you find yourself, I'm in the Notes client, but it's really not going to progress much past this because now the entire direction is, you know, IBM Connections.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can say things right now. The reality will be how it actually plays out in a year. So this time next year, when we see exactly how far it's come and how far they still have yet to go, what worked, what didn't, obviously that will tell the tale on how it all worked out. But you're right, it looks good. I think it's a positive move in the right direction, and I really hope it works out for everybody involved.
Absolutely. So apart from Connect, where neither you nor I am right now,
right.
you are also working on another conference, I know.
I'm attempting. My goal for this year is trying to get back on stage as a speaker. And not because, you know, I want the spotlight of being back on the stage, but I miss not being able to get up and share with people. And what I found is kind of amusing is that I've had the honor and pleasure, and it is probably one of the biggest things that I consider as a contribution to the community, is that I've been able to mentor and bring in a number of people into speaking who are now just like, well, of course they're going to be at that conference. Don't they always speak? You know, people like Julian Robichaud, Kathy Brown, you know, I paired up with a lot of first-time speakers over the years. It's like, yeah, go speak with Tom. He's a good one for first-time speakers.
You even gave me some advice.
Gave you some advice. You know, it's really cool, and I really enjoy doing that. But you tell people, okay, this is how you prep to start working up towards doing a large conference experience. You start at user groups. You then progress to here. You try to get to the larger user groups. Then you make a pitch for Lotusphere. You can't just, or Connect. You can't just say, hey, I want to speak. I'm going to go speak at IBM Connect. It doesn't work like that. Well, now having switched communities completely, I'm finding myself back at that point of having to take my own advice. Like, okay, so let's start at user group meetings. Let's start, you know, at the bottom here and work back up. So you don't expect that you're going to go speak at SPC 14 in Vegas in March.
But which this is this big SharePoint conference.
Which is the big SharePoint conference. It's the equivalent of Lotusphere back probably around the 2001, 2000, 1999 in terms of enthusiasm and the vibe that you get when you go into it. But the SPC 24 conference is something that a group has organized. And what it's going to be is a 24-hour virtual conference where they'll have one-hour sessions. They will go around the clock for a 24-hour period. So you'll probably have speakers coming from general areas as the sun's, you know, going around the globe there. And there'll be a business track and a technical track. And so what they've done is they've taken abstracts using the Listly tool online. You put the abstracts out there and people can vote on whether or not they'd like to see that session. And what I did is I put one that was, you know, life after Lotus Notes, how you make that transition from a notes environment as a developer, user, administrator into the SharePoint world. And it's not meant to be, hey, I'm advocating that you switch to Lotus Notes. Because one of the things I found in switching is that this whole Microsoft is evil, IBM is good, you know, Notes is the angels and SharePoint's the devil type thing, it's really counterproductive. They're both tools to build and create business solutions and to get things done.
Absolutely.
They both have strong points. They both have weak points. The decision to switch from one to the other is not usually a rational decision in terms of what you would think, but the switching happens. And so based on that, if you're all of a sudden finding yourself where you come into work one day and you're told, hey, guess what? As a company, we're switching to Exchange and SharePoint, and you're a notes person, what do you do? And it's not the end of the world. So that's the kind of session that I'm proposing. Hopefully I'll get accepted, and that'll be kind of like my first step back onto stage, quote unquote. And then there's some user groups. They have a concept called SharePoint Saturday, they do these one-day user group meetings, which are completely separate from Microsoft. They're vendor funded. They're run by people in the community. It's very much like, you know, iLug and your Connections conference that you work on. But
it's more like a one-day event.
It's a one-day
event. And it's organized all over the world. But I know we have a Dutch version of it as well, the SharePoint Saturday here.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I found really funny is to see that your topic of your title of your session is really highlighting the switch that you've been making.
Right.
And it is a next step into a process that for you has been ongoing.
It's being able to find your niche, your technical niche.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, especially in the communities that you and I run in, it's not just, I do a job, I happen to work on notes, and I go home at 5 o'clock, and, you know, tech is something that is just my job. To a lot of us, that tech, that platform, is a passion.
Yes.
And as such, if that passion is taken away from us, in notes, let's say, and you're going to a different technology that you've always thought is evil or wrong or not as good, you've got to make some emotional switches. And I think I've made most of them, but I'm sure I still have some of them hidden up that will crop up at times.
And especially around moments like these, when there is a big conference and you see everybody together and you're not there, then that can be quite confronting.
That's the hard part. It's just saying, okay, I can survive this and I can have the same type of experiences and the same type of value at other conferences. You know, people are the same. It's not that we in the notes community have a corner on community and being social and everything else. It works really the same way in the SharePoint world.
Absolutely. It's amazing how close they are. At the same time, we do have a great community.
Yes, we do.
To get back to Stettler and Waldorf, do we have anything to heckle?
About
the conference or about the people there?
You know, having watched things unfold mainly over Twitter, because I can just have that running during the day and catch it out of the side of my eyes, I think it's gone really well. I expected it to be a little smaller this year because it seems like it's shrunk at times. And I expected it to be a little bit less focused on the kind of things that you and I are used to. Mm-hmm. But really, it sounds like it's been a really good conference and has much the same flavor that we've known for the last 2 or 3 years. So I don't have any really strong, we can point to this and they really screwed that up. I think they've done well with trying to make that transition to connections, trying to pull in Connectra. It doesn't sound like it's gone to be an entirely market, spiel driven conference. I think they've still accomplished what they were looking to do and what the conference attendees that you and I usually hang with are usually looking for when they go.
Yes, absolutely. I don't have anything to heckle either about the conference, to be honest, except for the fact that I think it's way too great for me not being there. And I'm going to be there next year for sure. I'm going to make sure that I'm there. I hope to see you again, either at a SharePoint conference or at another event. And I want to thank you for having this conversation with me.
My pleasure. I'm glad you reached out to me and that we could do this and kind of bring in a semi-outside perspective to what's going on down in Orlando without us.
Absolutely. So let's wish them a lot of fun over there and envy them while we're sitting in the cold, at least here.
Safe travels for everybody heading back to polar vortexes and all the other fun weather that they're not having in Orlando.
Absolutely. Okay. Bye, Tom.
Thank you. Bye.